I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Vanderpump Villa has first-class luxury and world-class drama. Vanderpump Villa, a new reality show starring Lisa Vanderpump, just launched on Hulu. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside.
Meet the elite staff as they work, live, and play together 24/7 while dealing with rivalry, romance, and misadventures. As they try to provide once-in-a-lifetime experiences for their guests, the staff will need to meet Lisa's high standards. Not everyone has what it takes.
Watch new episodes of Vanderpump Villa every Monday, now on Hulu. Hi there. I'm Lara Marie Shane Halls. Welcome to Lohan Island, a sexy, unique spin-off.
Margarita, and if you don't, you can vacate the premises on Bondi Beach.
We love Bondi.
We love Bondi. We love New South Wales, NSW.
NSW.
We love Cooper PD.
We love paintings of ourselves, and I'm going to have to deduct a point because you didn't have a margarita.
We love paintings of ourselves and my daughter Bondi and her Bondi. Child modeling days. She was a glamour model, pinup girl, brought her in, played a cowgirl. And
I named her after Bondi Beach.
Because we live there and I just love it. And it means breaking waves in the native language.
And it's really beautiful.
It's so beautiful. And Bondi, when she was born, the nurse said, "My God, her eyes are the color of the water, Bondi Beach."
So I said, "I'm going to name her Bondi." And so then I had a margarita.
I had a margarita. 15 minutes after giving birth to Bondi, so I always felt Bondi was close to the margarita, and it reminds me of her, so I thought, why not merge them again?
I always say she has a little margarita running through her veins.
She's got a little sweet and a little savory.
With a salt rim.
She's got salt rim around her huge gaping rim.
Her rim is salty.
I would know.
Her attitude and her rim, both salty.
Her attitude's like a margarita.
That's Bondi
tart
for you.
Tart and salty. We're talking about... Our queen,
babe, star of Instant Hotel.
A true babe.
Literally, babe. Truly babe.
The most babe of all,
the
maybe?
Ultimate babe.
Also, my boyfriend ordered her cookbook.
Oh, The muffin book.
So I should have brought it.
Is it just like muffins?
It's just hot, like...
Guys with cupcakes.
Underwear guys with like cupcakes and different recipes.
Love that.
And they're all like instructions on how to like turn on the heat in the oven and into your undercarriage.
She loves a double entendre.
She loves innuendo. And I think she's a erotic food model.
Okay.
Like, that I think there's, sense. I think she takes, either she took them herself as like glamour photos of herself, or mm-hmm. she was in some kind of, because she's done some throwback posts where on her Instagram, which is the best Instagram ever.
You need to follow, first you need to watch Instant Hotel.
Season one specifically.
Season one, then, and really only the first half of season one.
The second half is not that good.
Then you need to go follow Babe on Instagram. And then just like bask in her relentless dedication
propaganda.
To margarita. She is a margarita propagandist.
It's like
she inexplicably margaritas are amazing and I love them too.
No,
but
she wants
to vote margaritas into office.
Yeah. She wants to it's like at her round table of like babe lately, mm-hmm. her round table guests would just all be margaritas.
Yeah. It'd be like a frozen margarita.
With a little slosh on the side. But her margaritas are rocks. Like...
Her margaritas...
They look like water with green dye in it.
Because I think that...
Is it
liquor
different?
In Australia is really expensive.
Oh.
It's like if you go out to like have a cocktail, it's like way more expensive than Why? Getting like wine and like, beer. It's just kind of like it's like kind of like that in Europe too.
Because it's like in the middle of nowhere.
I guess. I don't know. I don't know why they make the rules the way they do. But it is what it is.
But you went to Bondi Beach.
I went to Bondi.
So what if you walked by
Bondi?
I had
a cocktail there.
Did you have a margarita?
I didn't have a margarita.
A margarita?
I might have. Like, Bondi and Babe may have been around while I was there.
Whilst
I was there. Enjoying a sunny day in Bondi Beach.
Babe's rivalry with, what's his name? The gay guy.
Oh, what is his name?
Fuck.
It's like...
The fussy couple.
Yeah, the fussy couple. There's oh my God. A gay couple, which
Who always
is like,
says, the devil's in the details.
The devil's in the details.
Wait, I have to find his name. It's like...
It's like Gary and, like, Brett or something like that.
Hold on.
Or like Raymond.
It is. Is it Damon?
No.
Hold on.
It's like an Indian guy. And then just like a white guy that never talks.
Yeah.
Except to like agree with what his boyfriend says.
Brent. Hold on. We're almost here.
We're getting so close.
We're getting... Oh, Leroy!
Leroy
and Brent. She always goes... Watch what Leroy, how we have to watch for Leroy's reaction. So they're like above on their balcony from their secret apartment above the Airbnb, which is like the guests always take points off if they're like nearby, which I kind of.
Yeah, you just like don't want to share a wall with your Airbnb.
At least
host.
Be in like a different street.
I love that they don't even call it Airbnb. That's all instant hotel.
Yeah.
Which is like, it's not an instant hotel.
But Babe.
Leroy and.
Brent. Leroy hated Babe and Bondi.
From the start.
And then she hated them from the start.
Yeah, because they were rude to Babe and Bondi. Babe and Bondi also like drive their car off the road. They drove
like into a ditch.
They drove into like straddled the road and then were like had to be towed in the very first day. So it was like a mother-daughter. It's like a sexy mother-daughter duo, and they just like can't. They just, like, drove off the road.
I also love how no one stopped to help.
Everyone was like, you might want to go check out back there. It seems like they can't get in.
Yeah, the yoga girl was like, I think there might be a little accident on the front lawn.
So then someone finally, like, helps them in. But Leroy and Brent are like, no to these ladies. AKA, they're just jealous.
And they call Babe Mommy Dearest.
And they always are giving Bondi talkings, too. They're, like, trying to teach her etiquette.
Yeah, they always...
They're
Leroy.
Like, my fair lady, Bondi, and Bondi is not having it.
Bondi was...
Bondi's like, can I have wine? And they're like, why don't you open it yourself, little bitch? She's like,
You little bitch. But, like, Babe, some of her little, like, digs at them were, like, vaguely homophobic.
What did she say?
She just always was like, oh, is it to Leroy's liking? Like, he's going to be high maintenance, that one. And, like, mm-hmm. always just, like... You know, but they did not give them a fair chance, Leroy and Brent.
No.
And their house was like, shit.
They were mad. And also their house...
Looked like a grandparent's
spoiler
house.
Spoiler alert, it was...
Trash.
Hideous.
Hid.
Like, truly, it was a 5150 situation.
Babe
they
and
loved, like, tinsel decorations.
They have, like... Remember when Julia Ashwood... Julia... Is that her name?
Who?
Juliet. The... Mm-hmm. The host, the judge, host. When okay. she walks in and she goes, my God, it's too much
stuff everywhere.
They just had no rhyme or reason. And they like, they really were like, because Leroy was an interior designer. And when
like,
they
done, no wonder he's not anymore. Like, not shocking.
But when they went to Babe's house, you know, when they write in little notes about what they thought, it opened with erotic, neurotic. That's how he described Babe and Bondi's house. And after they read that aloud, they cut to Babe and her eye kind of goes
yeah, she twitched with rage. Yeah. But she kept her cool.
And she got her last laugh.
She did. Did she win the whole thing?
No. But they got. But they won that round.
Yeah.
So huge. They fucking beat Leroy.
Yeah.
And boring Brent.
Brent. Silent Brent.
Silent American
like
Brent.
Smiling all the time.
He's an American who likes now has a Aussie accent.
Yeah. And then Juliet. Who? What was the name of the like yoga girl and her like plumber boyfriend?
Sam. Who like had...
There's like a
so
Instagram influencer looking girl and then her boyfriend who's a plumber and they randomly have a house. Their like instant hotel is like
$10 million.
Yeah, it's like a ranch. It's like a beautiful like Instagram.
Built on a former cult compound.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Her husband is like a hot plumber and she's like this hot yoga girl and they just have this sprawling compound in the middle of the rainforest.
Yeah, and then when they showed that, immediately in my mind I was like, how the fuck did they have this? Like,
but then when they went
the whole everyone on the show was like, I just want to know, like, how do you have all this money? You're a yoga instructor.
And she's like, well, it is my family's home. And they all went, oh
yeah. And they go, it's mommy's house.
Leroy was like,
going, she's with mommy's house.
Yeah.
Mommy's house.
Mommy and daddy are
mommy
footing
and
the bill.
Daddy are footing the bill for this house.
And then in the second cycle with
and
Shay,
then they all gave her like a really low score that wasn't fair because it was like
it was a gorgeous house. They gave her like a 4 out of 10 because
they're like, fuck you, mommy and daddy.
And then with Shay and Mikey, his family house was just like this like drab mansion with
which
like a
one was that
in the second cycle.
Oh, I haven't watched the second cycle.
Shay is this American girl who pretends to have an Australian accent.
Love.
She's like a complete freeloader. She's like the Cato to this guy's OJ and just like lives off this like questionably gay guy and his like
perfect
enormously wealthy family, but their house is like they're never there, so it needs a lot of work. And it has, they have an indoor koi pond.
Ew, why?
So when you
I can smell that.
Oh yeah, so when they walk in everyone goes, oh, the must, it just hits you right when you walk in the door. It smells like a grandparent's home.
Oh my god, an indoor koi pond.
Yeah. And then you have to, and their whole thing, their stipulation was you had to feed their cats. They had like 5 cats and you had to, it was your responsibility to feed the cats.
Okay, no.
No. Mm-mm. If I'm going to an Airbnb.
You don't want to have also pet sit.
You're paying a lot of money to stay at this house.
To then feed someone's cat.
Yeah. And they're like musty koi pond house.
Yeah.
That's a no for me.
That's a no for me. I'm docking points. But babe, like
I'm taking
at the
over.
End, you can. So the guests rate the house they stay in, but then the owners of the instant hotel can rate the guests, like how they were as guests. And Babe's number one rule of her Airbnb is that you have to have you have to drink a margarita. And like two people like were resistant to having a margarita, but everyone eventually had one.
Yeah.
But Babe ended up knocking off points and giving them a low score because like they didn't have a margarita.
She was like, well, surprise. I'm taking off 2 points. House rules.
House rule. You didn't follow the house rules, which are you have to have a margarita, and you didn't have one. So,
I mean, there's literally a sprawling painting on her wall of her with margarita.
Yeah, with a margarita. Like, she, if you go to her Instagram, it's just margarita memes featuring her. It's like, what time is it? It's margarita o'clock. And then it's
nothing
like
comes between me and my margaritas, and it's
her topless. With, like, 2 neon green margaritas.
They look like. Not margaritas.
They look like Chernobyl. They look like Chernobyl water.
They look like slime at like a child's Halloween party.
Slime-aritas.
They look like green jello.
Yeah.
Lime green jello.
They're not cute.
No.
Nor do they look tasty.
You know what was tasty?
What?
Once upon a time this in Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
Once upon a time this.
Once upon a time on a podcast.
We separately both saw Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
And it was incredible.
I thought it was good. I thought it's a real, I think your listeners would love it. It seems to fit.
Mm-hmm.
I think,
you know.
It's
on brand.
It's very on brand for this podcast. I thought it was good. I thought it was like, I mean, I like Tarantino, but I'm not like.
Yeah.
You know, they're like diehards.
I'm like a former diehard.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I have like a literal Jackie Brown poster.
You do?
Yeah.
I mean, that's an amazing poster.
It's so good. She's my queen.
Bridget
and Jackie Brown. Melanie.
What happened to her?
She married Danny Elfman and then was like, oh, I don't have to do this whole song.
She married him?
Yeah.
Wow.
And then she was like,
I'm a Fonda. I don't have to do anything with my life.
Yeah. And also, like, I'm going to degrade myself and, like, audition for stuff and, like, do this, like, hustle, like, fucking clawing at trying to have a career.
The writer's hustle.
Yeah.
Did I ever tell you about that?
No.
This is, like, a true babe moment.
What?
But in 2012, when I was living in New York, the week of Hurricane Sandy, it was like there was no law and no one had to go to work and it was just a shit show week. So I was just like jam packing myself full of dates and going to bars and just being a shit show.
Love.
And I went on a date with this guy who I'd been on one date with and it was good. And then I went on another date with him during this like hell week and he met me and...
You're like, he met me in the eye of the hurricane.
He met me. I'm like,
meet me in the eye of the storm, 12 p.m.
Like the hurricane's cresting, and I'm like, date time. Gotta have a date.
Finally, at peace. Here in the eye, just waiting on my man to arrive.
Time to meet a man. No, but it was like, it was after the storm had hit. But he came to meet me, and he was also like trying to be a writer. He was a little older than me, and I guess he'd like lived out here at one point. But on this date, I disclosed to him that I was like, oh, I'm trying to be a writer. I'm actually going to LA. Like, I had just written a script. Me and my friend Eli, who did the Not Tilda Swinton, and we'd just written a script, and like we got like some generals. Like, and you know, I was naive back then, and I was like, this is it.
It's all
like,
happening.
I have a general.
Everything's falling into place thanks to this general.
Thanks to these generals lined up for, like 5 months in advance. So then I tell him about it, and he looked at me and he went. And he goes, do you even know about the writer's hustle? And I went, is that like a book? And he was like, no, it's a thing. It's a saying.
What is it?
He was like, just because you want to write doesn't mean you will. And he goes, you're going to be out of job. Like, you're not going to be able to be a TV writer for, like, you might never be one. You're just going to have to slog and it's going to be really shitty and you just have to, like, put in the work. And I was like, okay. Like, I wasn't. And he was like, just because you have some, he's like, it's not going to happen for you. Like, so just prepare for that. And I was like, okay. And then he goes, pitch me your idea right now. I want to hear it.
Oh no.
And I was like, what? And he was like, pretend we're in a meeting. He's like, let's role play a little.
No,
pretend we're in a meeting.
That.
And he goes, give me like a pitch and I'll see if I'm interested. So I like fumbled through a pitch of this, like, you know, it was like our first whack at TV writing.
Yeah.
And literally 10 seconds into it, he goes, I'm bored. Wow. Nope, done. He's like, not interested. And he's like, that's how it'll be.
I love that this guy's potentially trying to like fuck you and he thinks that this is the best approach.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he was like,
but also it's like you're like four, he's like 40.
No, he was like 50. No. He was like,
it's like you're like, you're 78.
I was like 23. He was probably like 26, but like 27. But it was still like I
know the drill.
I went along with this like twisted role play. And then we went back to my this, and then it gets worse because we went back to my apartment and I like tried to like kiss him and he like stopped me and he goes, I want to be seduced. And I was like, we're done. Get out of my apartment.
Have you ever seen or heard from this person again?
He messaged me, I think a year later. I was working at some, like, I had some writer's writing gig in the writer's hustle, and he messaged me, and he was like, your writing isn't good. I don't understand how you have, like, he's like, I don't understand how you have any opportunities, because, like, when I read your writing, because I've seen it on social media, when I read it, I feel like I'm taking crazy pills, because I don't know why everyone, like, why you're getting any... And I was like, oh my God.
What?
And then I saw him out once and he like tried to be nice to me. And I was like, you're mean. I was like, you're a mean guy. And I walked away. I was like, don't talk to me. Is that nuts?
I cannot even imagine.
He was like a hateful person. But that, anyway.
Wow.
Auditioning reminded me of.
I love reaching out to be like, sorry, a few things I just don't understand.
Well, he was like, he reached out to be like flirty, fun and flirty. And I was like, kind of like, you know, I was a masochist back then. So I was like, okay, this guy like humiliated me, but I still think
he's
hot. Give
it another shot. Yeah.
So I was like trying to flirt back. And then it gradually led into like what we're both working on. And he was like, I remember him being like, I'm 30,000 words into my first novel.
You're like, good luck with that.
And I was like, cool. Fuck. Fuck you.
Yeah, fuck off.
Anyway.
Oh my God. I hate this person.
Good luck booking that stage you speak of.
Yeah. Good luck with your novel. You and every other fucking guy.
I know. Every other fucking like
white, middling, privileged white guy.
Anyway, so that, I don't know why I just thought of that with when you said the auditioning hustle.
Yeah, Bridget was like, I'm out. I've been iconic for far too long.
But no, Once Upon a Time was great. It was,
very quiet movie.
It was very true to LA.
Very true to LA.
The weirdness of LA. The
randoms that end up here.
Yeah.
The dark-sidedness that can take place.
The isolation you feel.
The isolation you feel. The deep insecurity that you feel.
Comparing yourself
to everyone else.
And then
feeling like your life is worthless.
Being trolled by younger people who are like doing better than you.
Mm-hmm.
Like that scene with the little girl was like,
she was killing
heartbreaking.
It. Yeah.
Who is that girl?
I don't know. She's gorgeous.
She's amazing.
Like, where did she come from?
I don't know. Her name is like Trudy in the show, in the movie.
When I watched that movie though, I was like, that's her personality.
Yeah.
Right.
She couldn't have been like acting.
Don't you just believe that like kids don't act? You just like hire a kid that like,
is precocious.
Can say the lines in the way that you imagine, and the way that the reason that they can is because they're just like precocious and they are like that character.
I was immediately like, wow, this girl is iconic and she's gonna be like the next, you know,
Dakota and Elle Fanning,
or like even better than that, like the next like Laura Linney. And then but then I was like, can you imagine what her parents are like?
She has a real, like, Anne Hathaway.
Old soul
vibe.
Like, I mean, no judgments. I'm sure her parents are lovely. But any child that's precocious, that is that precocious and also in a Quentin Tarantino movie.
Yeah, you're like,
what's happening?
TBD.
But, no, it was great. I thought Brad and Leo were, like, really hot. And
they were so hot. Made me cry.
Brad was kind of, I couldn't really believe it, how good he looks.
Yeah, he's shockingly sexy.
He's 50.
Mm-hmm.
He has the best body that he's had since, like, Fight Club.
Yeah.
Maybe even better, because he's, like, more...
Because he's not as, like, cut up veiny. Yeah. It's just, like, you're old and hot.
Yeah, you're, like, left out in the sun.
You do push-ups and, like, tan, and you wear moccasins, and his moccasins are really sexy.
He earths.
What
he goes
that?
Earthing.
He earths, yeah. He's deeply connected to the earth.
He's deeply connected. He's like, Brad Pitt seems like the barefoot guy in your college library.
Mm-hmm.
Or like the guy that walks around your college campus barefoot. Did you have that?
No, but I also didn't go to like a traditional college environment.
Yeah, you were in a city.
Like a campus, yeah. Brad, like, he seems like... Oddly, you could like meet him and fuck him if you wanted to.
Probably.
Like, it seems like that's a possibility, even though as I say it out loud, I'm like, that's never going to happen. But then it also you're like, maybe it will.
I mean, he's like a 50-year-old guy.
Yeah.
You could probably.
I feel like you should do it. I would love to do it. I like mic drop. I'm out. I'm like, the podcast will be back when I fucked Brad.
We're going to go look for Brad.
We're going on a break. All the patrons stay on because
we're
going to
drive.
Fuck Brad. I'm going to take all of my time, money, and energy and devote it to fucking Brad Pitt.
We're going to post up and like look for him.
Yeah.
I would drive you around looking if I knew that you were going to fuck Brad Pitt.
He's in Santa Monica or some shit, right? Like he is in, remember that interview that he did with, was it GQ?
Oh, where he's like weeping in the photos.
He's like in the desert, yeah, like falling on sand dunes and like sleeping in like the fetal position.
And he looks really sad.
He looks so sad. But then he also is like, yeah, it's all my fault. Like,
he's sober.
He's sober, which is a big bonus.
I think that's part of why he looks so good.
Really into like sculpting.
Oh.
That's hot.
He probably lives right now at a like a Santa Monica bunker, like a hangar or something that he converted into like a giant loft apartment.
Yeah.
And he just like stays up all night like smoking cigs and like throwing like
and like listening clay. To Frank Ocean. Remember he was like, I discovered this new guy, Frank Ocean. Like,
oh, in the interview?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
He like doesn't know about like no. music. I'm concerned about his divorce from Angie because I think it's like really ugly. Like an ugly custody battle.
Like his money?
I don't think because of money, because I feel like they're both probably very wealthy. But like custody, no. You're like, I disagree. Well, actually,
I know their net worths.
I think that there's like a lot of custody battles over the kids.
I mean, that he seems like he loves being a dad.
I know. Doesn't he seem like, from our limited awareness of him, like a good dad?
Well, didn't he like, wasn't the story that he like got rough with Mad on a private plane?
Yeah.
Or something?
But like, we don't know like what Mad
who said. Here has a, you know, throw the first stone. No, I'm just kidding.
No, I'm like,
maybe Mad.
Maybe Maddox is like 14 years old and like a fucking asshole. Not that that warrants being hit or anything, but I'm just saying.
I mean, it's I'm just kidding. It does. No, I think he definitely, I'm sure his addiction that he was, we're not making this up, like he talked about it, but yeah. I'm sure that was definitely clouding his parental quality. But I would venture to guess it'd be hard to be married to each other when you're that famous. Like the two of them together, it almost felt like not right.
It was like a supernova.
Yeah. I mean, him and Jen felt like a supernova. So him and Angelina just felt like, oh! You know what I mean?
We still, as a culture, have not gotten over the like Brad and Jen.
No, tabloids, I think still once a are week, like, there's an item about Brad and Jen, like
maybe they'll get back together. They like secretly saw each other. Like she's still really sad about it. Like
people want to know.
People have like built houses off of like selling stories about them,
and like,
or like just speculating
and talking about how Jen can't have kids or like just
being like she's so sad.
She's a milkmaid. It's, you know, like
she's hot as shit and like is fucking Justin Theroux.
Well,
was
probably still,
but they got together because their dog Dolly died and they like, held hands.
There was like a hint of Jen in the photo.
Yeah, and they just held hands as they honored their fallen dog's life.
And then they fucked.
Yeah. There's nothing like...
With his huge, meaty...
Such... There's nothing like a super, super sad sex where you're like so sad, but then so horned up.
Loaded fucking.
Yeah.
Mournful fuck.
A mournful fuck. Where you cry and cry and cry until you're just like so horny and then you both just like fuck and it's like so hot.
They were watching their like... dog getting like I think they had like smoke around it or something, like some kind
they
of like
saged it.
Yeah, they saged the dog and then probably gave him like a Viking pyre and then just were like, let's just do this.
Yeah, it's been a long time. It would feel good.
But no, people still want,
I want Brad and Jen to get back together.
Maybe they are.
I would die.
Haven't they been seen together?
He came to her 50th birthday.
That's crazy.
Do you think he just did that to like, as like a fuck you to Angelina?
Well, I actually was talking about it with my sister and she was like, I feel like they both have had really good therapy.
Yeah.
And their therapists probably were like, it's maybe some closure.
Mm-hmm.
Now that you're away from the situation that separated you guys. Maybe, you know what I mean? Like, maybe you can find some healing together.
Some forgiveness.
Yeah. But I don't know. I mean, I think it would be... If they got back together, I don't know if our culture could handle it.
It's what we need right now in these troubled times.
If they're listening.
If you're listening, Brad.
Brad.
Let's fuck. But also, if you're more interested in Jen, that's totally fine. And I'd love it if you guys got back together. I fully support it.
After you guys fuck.
Yeah, or even if not, it's like fine. I'm kind of whatever about it. at the end of the day. I'm more about just like Jen and Brad.
I'll fuck them.
Wait, should we talk about...
We're going to talk about Lilo. Lindsay. So we wanted to do like a wellness check on Lindsay.
Yeah, and just like kind of bring everyone up to speed on where she's at. See if like...
people have any opinions on what's happening with her. Because she's been having...
she's been really active again on Instagram.
Commenting.
Commenting, posting just like really unclear jokes that only she knows the meaning behind.
She... well, first of all, we need to talk about how she left semi-trolly comments on Cardi B.
Oh, she did?
Cardi B was doing an Instagram live like last week, and Lindsay wrote... hold on. I had it.
Lindsay loves going on other celebrities' Instagram live and trolling them.
Well, she knows that people are going to see her.
Yeah.
So they're, it's actually a really smart, like, attention thing.
Do you think it's even her that does it, or just someone takes her phone and, like, does
I think,
it?
I think she must have, like, a...
she has, like, a handler.
Yeah, or, like, an entourage. So she...
Cardi, who are your friends?
Wait, so she commented... Cardi B was just doing, like, an amazing Instagram live story, like she always does.
Yeah.
And Lindsay wrote, out of nowhere, Lindsay emerges in the comment... you know, Cardi must get, like, 10,000 comments, like, every minute.
Yeah.
And then Lindsay Lohan verified shows up. Cardi, who are your friends? And then the next one was, let's have a private call like real prime women and do something about it.
Lindsay's always prime. Trying to like do something about
women.
About just like issues.
Yeah. You're genius, so accept it and just be you and have one friend for once. A girl that is your friend.
Oh, so this is how Lindsay is trying to like befriend Cardi B.
And Cardi, sad. And Cardi literally, she goes, wow, Lindsay Lohan's commenting on my post right now. I think she answered her, and then Lindsay, because she was like, I have friends or something. But Lindsay wrote,
I love have one friend for once, a woman.
A woman friend. Do you not have any female friends? I pride myself on surrounding myself with strong prime women.
Prime women.
What is prime women? Did
call
she mean
me
prim?
We'll have a talk. Prime woman to prime woman.
Did she mean prim?
I don't know what she means.
Prime.
Prime.
I am...
I consider myself a prime woman.
I consider myself a prime woman. You too, consider yourself Amazon Prime Woman. Together we can be prime women and friends.
Together we can stop the Federation.
She's recruiting Cardi to be in her cabinet in the Federation.
She's trying to do like character research for the werewolf sequel. And she's like, this is now how we will fight the Federation.
We were going to watch it, but I think it was just too much.
Both of us, neither of us really like followed up on it in like a meaningful way. And I think both of us decided separately, like, we don't want to watch it.
I was
it.
Like quietly hoping that you would just forget about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I was like, I don't really want to watch it. So unless he really shows a lot of interest, I'll kind of let it go.
We would have done it for the laughter and the applause. But
we would have done it, but it's also like...
do I want a live stream from like a Russian... because I think it's only like came out in like Romania,
really,
or like England or something.
I didn't even like try to Google it. I didn't even go so far as to like see where I could.
What's
watch
it called
it.
Again?
I can't even remember.
It's called like it's literally called like Patricia and the Federation.
Patricia versus the Federation. I wish that
my name is Patricia, a prime woman and leader of the Federation.
It would be really fun, like, once we get to an age, if we're ever in, like, the television and film academy, but then, like, once we're at the age where a lot of our friends are, to mm-hmm. just start rigging it and get everyone to, like, vote for, like, Lindsay's movie to be nominated, just as, like, let's, like, all just do one troll.
Wolves killing wolves. What's the world coming to?
I want to hire you. Someone wants to kill my husband.
He is the president, after all.
I'm on it.
Who's the top of this pyramid?
They're hidden.
But someone out there knows. I want to know everything.
Did you know what Neri was? Good Lord, are you one of them too?
I'm dealing with some very unpleasant people.
The stakes are a lot higher now.
I can handle it. Stolen debate material. Death threats backed up by murder. Somebody's tying up loose ends.
Don't let me down.
have to do this.
That's not the trailer with
That wasn't the trailer with the Federation. I love also that she's just like, don't let me down. You have to do this.
Wait, let me look for it.
She's like, the stakes are really high right now.
Is this the one? Hold on. You can pause it. Oh, wait. Yeah, this is it.
I'm immensely proud of our European Federation.
I'm immensely proud of the European Federation.
Wait.
I'm immensely proud of our European Federation.
Lindsay.
Me when I order from Starbucks.
I'm immensely proud of our European Federation.
Patricia Sherman. Okay, so Lindsay was maybe trying to do some like last minute promo for Among the Shadows on Cardi B's Instagram.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Recruiting for the Federation.
So that was one of her antics.
That's been one antic. Apparently, Wendy Williams slammed Lindsay's diva behavior on The Masked Singer Australia.
Oh, my God.
But what is the diva behavior?
There's, like, no info on what's happening over there.
I need now my Australian readers to do my work that I should probably be doing, but I can't because I don't know, like, how to find any videos.
We have some great Australian
There's lots of Australian contingent. readers. I just had one from Melbourne DM me the other day, so I know you guys are out there, and I'm calling out
the Federation
to my Federation
you.
Down under. I'm so proud of the Australian Federation.
I am so proud of the Australian Federation. We need you. So what's happening on The Masked Singer? Is she... So she's a judge?
She's a judge.
She was a singer.
Or like, what do the judges... I hate The Masked Singer. Let's just get that out on the table.
You don't like it?
No, I think it's so stupid. I remember when I saw the poster for it, I didn't know that it was like... It was a Korean show, right?
I don't know.
I think it was like...
It's very dystopian.
It's an import from Asia that was like bananas popular over there. So of course... fucking studios over here with like zero creativity. They're like, I just want to get paid one more year and make the bonus. They're like, let's do it over here.
Yeah.
So it was just like someone singing, but they're wearing a crazy costume. Try and guess who it is based off the song.
And the person singing is a famous person.
Yeah. And so then I guess,
but it's always
sing
like random as fuck famous people.
Yeah. It's like Kate Blanchett's not going to do The Masked Singer. Like Brad Pitt's not going to do The Masked Singer.
He might.
Call me when literally an A-lister is a Masked Singer.
Timothy Chalamet is going to do it.
I feel like the Masked Singer is always just Jamie Foxx.
He hosts that Shazam show.
I know.
What's like, does he have some deal?
I'm sure. The Masked Singer is going to be someone that will only be on like a host of other shows.
It's like it's like Blake Shelton and Gwen Stefani.
Yeah,
and,
like Adam
Kelly
Levine
Clarkson.
And Kelly Clarkson.
Miley might do it.
Miley probably.
Katy Perry.
Done it.
Oh, we need to talk about Katy Perry.
Katy Perry would love nothing more. Katy Perry would be on every iteration of Masked Singer. If you said I'm having a Masked Singer like that's filming in my apartment, Katy Perry would show up to be a part of it.
Yeah, like right now.
Like right now.
If I went on Craigslist and was like, "We're doing a Masked Singer in
Please
West Hollywood,"
let Katy Perry know.
Here's the number
day,
to buzz in.
You'd hear a knock on the door,
it's
and Katy would show up with her own costume
and like Derek Blaisberg,
camera ready. Yeah, and Derek would be. Isn't she great?
Isn't she great?
Isn't she great? Isn't she fabulous?
But. Yeah, so Lindsay's one of the judges. I don't know how that's working. I guess maybe like Chris Lilly will be in it, or like some famous Aussies.
Is he like that? Like who are? I feel like we need to go on like Daily Mail Australia.
But anyway, so Lindsay did a post last week where she was plugging The Masked Singer, and she was like, she posted and she was like, "Good day, mates."
So now, yeah, she has a different accent now.
So Lindsay's. You know, she's a real sponge, this girl.
She's a woman of the world.
She's a woman of the world. So I think Aussie is now in the mix. So watch out for Lindsay. And if any Australians who are watching The Masked Singer and also listen to us right now, if you know if Lindsay's speaking with a new inflection, please let us know.
Yeah, I need to know like all the Masked Singer details.
Is there a link we can get? Probably.
Yeah, someone link us. I'm not going to ask you to like illegally download anything and email me the link at sexyuniquepodcast@gmail.com because I would never, ever say or encourage that kind of behavior.
No way.
So please don't do that.
Please don't email at sexyunique.
Please don't email a torrented link to sexyuniquepodcast@gmail.com.
Because neither of us want to be tainted by
doing that.
Illicit links. So please don't do that.
Okay, now I'm on Daily Mail Australia just trying to find like Masked Singer news. This is my life. Now I'm obsessed with the Masked Singer.
Wendy Williams loves to troll Lilo.
It's her favorite topic.
Also, did you hear Wendy Williams might be on Roni?
Get the fuck out.
That's what I read today. I don't want her to be on Roni.
I don't know if she can mesh well with those women.
Also, she's newly sober.
Doesn't she? Maybe her and Luann could be friends.
Well, Luann's a sterling exemplar of recovery, so.
Fucking Luann.
Fucking Luann. That would be wild. But Lindsay, so now she has an Australian accent. She also posted her fully nude photo, remember?
Oh, from Playboy?
No, on her birthday.
Oh, with her dress kind of falling off?
No, she was just fully, it was fully naked in her Dubai apartment.
Oh, great. I didn't see that. Wow, no. I'm really not. The algorithm's really... Oh, that one, where she's just like, her dress is coming off, and she...
My pose! And she looks like a...
She looks like she's about to, like, get it up the butt, or just, like, deliver a baby.
It looks like Neolithic birth.
Yeah. It's like when all you could do is, like, hug a tree and kind of, like, push hard, like, bend over and just, like, push as hard as you can. That's, like, the vibe she's giving me.
It's stop in a field and keep going.
Yeah, it's like...
It's like in the beginning. It's like in the episode of The Leftovers where that cave woman just like gives birth in a field after an earthquake.
Yeah, that is Lindsay Lohan's Instagram post.
Where your midwife is like a goat.
Yeah. <It's> like
an Ice Age era goat is your midwife. And you're only...
And the earth, like, tectonic plates are constantly shifting and mountains are forming and you're...
And you're holding on to, like, a rune.
Yeah, and your, like, caveman partner died. Didn't he die? And then you're just, like, alone and you're a cave woman. And then, like, there's an earthquake and then you just hold on to a tree, give birth, and someone snapped a photo and put it on Instagram.
That's what Lindsay. She looks like. And then this photo...
Oh, yeah, that's wild. Who's she with? Who are her friends?
Who are her friends?
Who are your friends?
Who are your friends? I don't know. Oh, this one, she was in New York, apparently.
Oh, God. Batten down the hatches. Hurricane Sand. Ooh, she looks hot there.
Who are your friends, Lindsay?
Wendy said, the rumor is she's already annoying all the other judges. Well, Lindsay, darling, what they're saying is Lindsay's taking long Siggy breaks, holding up production, and walks around with a note taker. Siggies take like 5 minutes, and if you're really stressed, 2 seconds.
Wild.
A note taker?
What is that? Does she have a stenographer now?
Like, just someone being like, she's like, write this down.
Write down my notes. I want to... explore the I want to, and they're like, Lindsay, what are you saying? She's like, I don't know, just take the notes.
She probably thinks she's like on the like a United Nations panel.
She is in.
They've lured her to Australia to like boost the ratings of the Masked Singer.
They told her, like, this is a UN.
You're on like the EU summit, we're gonna be discussing climate change. Yeah. So which she's taking it very seriously.
Climate change. Think about it.
Think about it. So Lindsay really also wants people to talk about climate change.
Okay, so last week there was catastrophic heat wave in Europe, or the last 2 weeks. And yeah. I think France, it was like the hottest day in history in France.
How
and like,
hot did it get?
It was like 118 degrees.
Ooh, that is hot.
Yeah.
Ooh. Ooh, that is hot.
That is very, very
hot. How
hot
did it get?
Hot tamale.
Oh, frying egg and well. That's my weather show.
A la France. Your weather show
my weather show is me being like, well, apparently it got hot. Carrie, how hot did it get?
Hot.
Oh, that's hot.
You can crack an egg on that blacktop.
And that's all for today's weather report.
Eggs a la France. So Lindsay, and it was also there was like a catastrophic heat wave going on in America too. Mm-hmm. But Lindsay posted a photo of her homeland, Europe, mm-hmm. and said, with all the, you know, rising temperatures, and
just like red, the whole globe turned red.
And she posted, "If you want something to talk about at a party, try talking about climate change.
For a chance.
For a change.
For a change."
Wait, she said, it's a photo of Europe. It's a photo of the Federation. She wrote, "We must pay more attention to global warming. Here's a thought. If you need a new friend, start talking about global warming. It's a real icebreaker." So I can't tell if she's being like sarcastic, like, don't be a buzzkill.
Yeah, or like if she's being like, she's taking a political stance, but being like, global warming is an issue.
But it's in centigrade, which I love.
She's fully transitioned into a Euro.
Lindsay knows about sense. She knows she can only see temperature in
she
Celsius.
She does not.
Now.
She's just like metric system only.
KM. How many KMs?
She drives on like the wrong side of the road.
She does. In her. What does she drive?
Her fucking Mini Cooper.
But I love that she posted a photo of Europe.
Yeah.
In red.
She's concerned.
Here's a thought. The Federation wants you to start talking about global warming. Here's a thought. Try bringing it up at the next party.
It's a great way to make friends. She's obsessed with friends lately.
Yeah, I think that's...
She really wants to make friends and, like, connect.
That might be a projection of that something not okay is happening.
Yeah.
I mean, she's going through a hard time where she's...
She's just, like, trying to make friends.
I think, like, every 7 months she goes through, like, a frond rotation.
Mm-hmm.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Have you ever experienced a dry, itchy scalp or ever wondered why your color isn't lasting as long as your hairdresser promised? Well, unfiltered, mineral-filled water could be the reason why. Did you know hard water is a leading cause of damaged hair and dry, irritated skin? And that about 85% of the United States uses hard water filled with dissolved minerals and added chlorine? That's where Canopy's new filtered shower head comes in. Canopy, known for their beauty hacks and reimagined humidifier, has revolutionized the filtered showerhead. Dermatologists recommended this unique three-stage filtration system greatly reduces contaminants and odors in your shower water, leaving you with healthy hair and glowing skin. Best of all, the Canopy filtered showerhead is hassle-free. Installation is a breeze, and its unique quick-release filter replacement feature allows for seamless filter replacement, unlike any others on the market. Go to getcanopy.co to save $25 on your Canopy filtered showerhead purchase today with Canopy's hassle-free filter subscription. Even better, our listeners can use the code SEXYUNIQUE at checkout to save an additional 10% off their Canopy purchase. Hurry, your hair and skin will thank you.
Panos is out.
Parnos, God bless. She's just working down the street, just trotted over to the club next door and is like managing it.
He's like, hey, can I have a job? They were like, yeah.
Can I have a job?
Can I have a job?
I'd hire Panos.
I will not do interviews.
No interviews.
No interviews, no. My rec, the moon.
He cracks the whip, gets the job done.
His recs and his resume are the moon and his nanny.
His nanny.
Yes.
Nanny.
Nanny will vouch for me.
No number or any other information besides just like nanny.
It says nanny across the paper.
Mm-hmm.
And huge.
Written with his non-dominant hand.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, who is this?
And then they're like, the moon? Who is the moon? And he's like, the moon.
The moon. Ever heard of it?
I hate the moon.
I hate it. But I have nothing but respect for it.
And that's why. Perfect rec. You don't want someone that you like to give you recommendation. You want someone that you respect. I don't have any affection for the moon. But I do respect him.
I do have no choice but to respect him. He controls the tides.
He controls the tides.
But I want to know what he thinks about me.
Yes. I've always wanted to know the moon's opinion of me.
So you ask him.
So maybe he's trying to get... So he's
I
now,
won't talk to him. I'm not about to do that.
Panos is only going for job interviews because he wants...
someone to liaise between him and the moon to find out what the moon's opinion is of him.
Because that's all he really cares about.
Yeah.
Not Lindsay's opinion.
He's going to hate the moon no matter what, but he wants to know what the moon's thoughts are.
That's very typical of just a very human thing.
Yeah.
I don't want them. I don't care if I don't like them, but I want them to like me.
Yeah. I desperately want to be liked and accepted by them, and then I want to reject them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've done that.
Same.
There's a receptionist at, he just works, I go to the gym. I go to the gym. Let's just get that out of the way.
First things first,
I go
to the gym.
The first things first, I go to 24 hour and they rotate their staff, so there's and there's this one guy that
no one's on like a 24 hour shift.
Mm-mm.
The never ending shift.
Yeah. But there's this one guy who sometimes works the desk, and I feel like he hates me.
Why?
I feel like a few months ago there was something where I was trying to get something validated, or I was waiting for a really long time to pay for something, and I wasn't trying to be rude, so I like, and then I was like waiting for a while, and then like someone else was waiting for something, we were both trying to get this guy's attention, and I think I like maybe was, I think I was being maybe a little like impatient.
Did you shine a flashlight in his face? Excuse me.
Excuse me. I had like my hair. I had, that hair.
Mm-hmm.
I suddenly became
all down.
Kate Gosselin.
Yeah.
No, I think I just was like,
sorry, hello.
Yeah. Or like I gave someone else kind of looked at me and I like gave her a look.
Mm-hmm.
This woman. I remember this. I think this is the source.
Okay.
And I was kind of like, and then he finally, I think he saw me do it. So he came over to me and he like...
So you had like a Titus and Andy situation.
I did. He came over to me and he was not happy about helping me. Let's just say.
Yeah.
And I felt, I was like, oh, I shouldn't have made that face.
Mm-hmm.
I should have just not done anything.
Yeah.
So like every time I see him, I notice that he's friendly with everyone else. But when he sees me, when you just know someone like...
When he sees you, he goes from being like, hey, oh my God, have a great day. And then he's like,
Kind of. He does not. And like, he doesn't look at me in the eye. And a few times I've gone to get my ticket validated. And
no eye contact is a real tell.
And I've tried to, usually they stamp it.
Yeah.
But I didn't know that it was like down the... And he went. He just pointed to it, and I like was like, "Oh, I'm getting kind of like, oh, I'm so sorry. Like, I'm so I went and did it, and I was like, fuck, I just can't win with this guy.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a few weeks ago where he kind of roughly or not he was just kind of like, I was like, can I have a towel? And he just went like, grabbed one and like just robotically gave it to me, and I was actually pretty polite, and I walked away, and I actually like, I wasn't even thinking, I like put my hand, I was like, what the fuck, like to myself.
Yeah,
like it was that, like, because I'm fairly I know how to operate, like, maneuver socially and in public. And, like, I'm not, like, obviously, aside from, like, when I have road rage.
Yeah.
I'm not, like, rude to people, especially to people that are, like, working.
Yeah, that are just, like, doing their job. Desk job.
But, like, this guy, I think he thinks I'm, like, an entitled asshole and, like, WeHo. So now, like, I'm like, do I just ignore him now and just be like, all right, I'll just give it back to you? Or do I try to, like, say, like, if I have done something? No, that's probably not a good idea.
Yeah, I feel like that escalates it to, like, a new level.
That's so, like...
Because maybe there's also a chance that he has no idea that he, like, that he... There's also a chance that he has no problem with
you. Oh, for sure.
And this is just, like, how he is.
Yeah. But I have fairly good instincts about... And I can feel like he just... I, like... One strike and I was, because, you know, you get to know people, I'm sure, when you are working somewhere and people regularly come in.
It's like you need someone to come in with you that's like,
yeah, like Simon.
Like Simon, and like charm this guy, like strike up a little combo, and then you come in, he's like, oh, this is Carrie, have you guys met? And then it kind of diffuses and you're like, hi, it's nice to see you. And then it's like, he has to be nice.
Yeah, or it's just in my head and I'm being a narcissist.
It could also be in your head.
And he just doesn't give a fuck about anything.
Yeah.
Which is
great. Or he's just like, whatever.
I would, if he just didn't care about me, I would be like, fine.
Yeah.
But if he, I just don't want, it's that thing where you're...
Do you want me to call and be like, yes, may I speak to the Mark at the front desk or whatever the hell his name is? And then I'm like... Do you have any people come in that you really don't like?
By the way, you're being recorded.
But do you consent to being recorded? Say yes.
Yeah. Press one.
Press one. Okay.
No, have you ever had that though, where like you always see someone and you're like, I think they hate me.
Yeah.
And you're like, what do I do? It's like that episode of Golden Girls where Rose Nyland is trying to impress. She keeps trying to win over someone in her office, and I think Dorothy or Blanche sits her down and they're like, Rose, sometimes in life, someone just doesn't like you.
Yeah.
People just don't like you.
There's nothing you can really
do about it.
There's
nothing you can do about it.
Just move on.
And stop trying to be overcompensate makes it worse. And Rose is like, okay, that's me.
Yeah.
But also, I regret me giving the look.
But also, it's like, sometimes if you're just trying to like check out of a place and it's taking forever and it is like a fast thing that all they would have to do is be like, hey, and like let you go. It's just annoying. Or even if they were like, sorry, I'll be just another minute.
Yeah.
To acknowledge, like, I see you waiting.
Yeah.
I honor your journey.
If that is what, if in fact he does think, have an issue with me or just thinks I'm like a dick and that is the origin, it's like, maybe let it go. But also, I
definitely
understand.
Let it go.
But I've also worked in like restaurants, and when you, sometimes it just is like, someone does one thing and you're like, you're done.
You're on my shit list, so I get it, for life. But
anyway, I don't know why I thought about
I'm
that.
I'm excited to see how this drama plays out.
I know. Do you think that's how Lindsay pays? She walks up to someone and goes, with her hand.
Yeah, that's why she's been in so much debt in the past.
They're like, hey, this is a $12,000 dinner. Do you have a card? And Lindsay goes,
they hand her the bill.
And she goes, but she waves her hand across and goes, and they're like, did you just make that noise with your mouth?
No. It is the Federation. It's a new payment. It's our new currency in the Federation. It's in our hands. It's a chip that they insert into our hands. And it
just pays.
It just pays. You wave it and it pays. Check your account. It's in there now. $12,000.
Go check it.
Go check
find
it.
Computer.
Go check it over there with your back turned.
And then she sprints out of the restaurant. She never eats there again. She only goes to every restaurant once.
Well, isn't she basically like a dine and ditch person?
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised.
She like doesn't pay hotel bills.
Yeah. I wonder if she ever like had to pay.
The chateau?
Yeah. How do you just like leave somewhere?
Well, I think that's why she doesn't come to
LA anymore. Yeah. Yeah. Because she literally owes like $30,000 to... Probably
I think she owes more than
hotels.
I think she owes like 50 grand to the chateau.
Still to this day?
Well,
what else is she up to?
Mm.
She's like, it is a chip. It is the mark of the beast. 666. You know,
she's like, do you see it? You can't see it. That was a trick question.
It's a trick question.
Invisible to the human eye.
Lindsay would totally align herself with the Antichrist.
Yeah. If it meant more power. Yeah. Hell yeah. If it meant she would be like famous again.
Yeah.
Like she has like a lot of followers.
Lindsay?
7.8 mil. She posted a completely blown out. What is this video?
Oh, this is
her Masked Singer voice. Her naked pic.
I know. Oh, she posted a photo with...
She did post kind of a demonic...
Peter Brandt.
Oh, yeah. That's how you know things have taken a real turn.
What is she wearing?
Like fur.
She tagged Virgil. Of course. But yeah, there's a picture of her with socialite Peter Brandt. Who is...
Who's his own... She loves kissing at the camera.
With a filter on. She also posted a...
Did I make...
Truly bizarre Instagram story about pretzels.
Oh, yeah.
Just getting ready for the Masked Singer. Bob.
That's the only a laugh that Lindsay does.
Bob.
That is the most Lindsay.
It's so unique to her. And she does it when she cries.
Like when she was those videos of her Sam. Outside Sam's house. Mm-hmm. Wait, there's this one video I want everyone to see.
Mama, I'm tired. I want a pretzel.
That's terrifying. Her little baby face.
Mama, I'm tired and I want a pretzel.
What the fuck Pretzels? Are you talking about?
Is that like a thing?
Is it like an Australian thing?
I don't know.
Is it like, is that like it's not even like a baby thing? Did babies eat pretzels? I guess babies can eat pretzels when you're like a kid.
Was that like a cry for help to Dina?
This was like an inside joke between like her and Dina. Also, that song in the background is really like haunting, like a haunting jazz saxophone.
And it just cuts abruptly to pretzel.
Then she's like a little devil lady. The pretzel saga continues.
Oh, that other one was just red eyes.
Lindsay is just constantly in like reenacting jokes that are really funny to her, but no one else know what she...
Mama, I'm tired. I want a pretzel.
Who am I? The horn.
Mama, I'm tired. I want a pretzel.
Mama, I'm tired and I want a pretzel. But she's doing it in Mama. And she literally looks like...
She looks like a baby. It's the most jarring thing I've ever seen.
When I was writing on Heather's, one of the writers, Lily Sparks, who's like probably top five like funniest people I've ever met, she once said, I don't know how we were talking about this, but she once said the scariest thing she can imagine is a pig with a human face carved into it, like into its face. So it's like a pig, but like slightly resembles a human, but you mm-hmm. know it's not, and you know it's a pig.
Yeah.
She thinks that is the scariest thing she
can
imagine.
That's pretty scary.
And I was like, that human, it's like Uncanny Valley.
Yeah, Lindsay Lohan as a baby, like LARPing as a baby and wanting a pretzel and talking in a baby voice is scary.
Mama, I'm tired, I want a pretzel.
Mama,
I'm tired,
I want a pretzel.
And Dina was like,
Dina laughed like a smoker's cough laugh. She texted Lindsay and she was like, no pretzels for you.
From
and
Mama.
Then they had like a lol. Yeah.
She
and
was
Lindsay
like,
wrote, lol.
She was like, and she went to fill up her phone and she was like, you don't get any pretzels.
You don't get pretzels till you dance.
put on those chap shoes.
That might be like a inside joke from Lindsay's like child star days where she was like, Mama, I'm tired. I want a pretzel. And then her mom was like, not until the commercial's over.
Yeah. You're going to do that Jell-O commercial.
Yeah.
Pudding. What? Didn't she do like a pudding commercial with Bill
didn't
Cosby?
Didn't she say she had like 97 roles before she got like Parent Trap or something?
I believe it. She did a commercial with Bill Cosby.
Yeah. Iconic.
Yeah. What else is it saying about her?
Mama. I'm tired. I want a pretzel.
Mama, I'm tired and I want a pretzel. Come and get me.
Okay.
Yeah, I guess not much is...
She's just hanging in down under.
Down under?
I want to know if any readers have had Lindsay spottings.
In Ozzy?
Yeah, because I'm sure she's like around, like terrorizing someone Sydney. Somewhere. Where, yeah, she's like a dark cloud settled over Sydney and it was Lindsay getting off the plane.
Finding Nemo. It's like Finding Nemo.
Good day, mate. Good day, mates.
I wonder if, I mean, I'm not like trying to be like too mean, but like I truly am wondering if she doesn't. If the reason she's... I mean, I know LA is probably really triggering for her, but also, is it because she owes people money?
She probably has, like, a drug dealer tons of money here.
Does she have a bounty on her head?
Maybe.
Oh, my God.
But there's not much she could really do in LA.
Yeah.
Like, she can't, like, go out and party.
Because she'll get spotted.
And I don't think that anyone is going to be like, come over to my house and, like, let's rage.
Peter Brandt would.
Mama.
Peter Brandt, we need to do a whole episode about the Snap Pack.
Yeah.
Kyra Kennedy.
Peter Brandt. Tiffany Trump.
That Andrew guy.
Andrew Warren, who's, like, BFF with all of those kids.
Who, like, defends the Trumps.
Yeah.
Barron.
Where's Conrad?
I don't know. Kyra Kennedy, one of my favorite stories ever, I think.
Didn't they call her like Kyra Ketamine? Maybe. Or something like that?
Do you know,
she's off Instagram now.
Well, yeah. Do you know Allie Jones from, she wrote for like, yeah. The Cut and mm-hmm. Gawker. She's
love her. She's so funny.
I don't know her, but I think she's one of the funniest people. And she wrote, I think she wrote a story about the Snap Pack, or no, she wrote a story about the article about the Snap Pack, like a aggregate, anyway, and Kyra and Andrew Warren were like trolling her Instagrams, like they were bullying, and she wrote an article called I'm Being Cyberbullied by Kennedy.
Oh, yeah.
And I think then Robert Kennedy was like, you're done.
Yeah,
that's her dad.
Nixed her off of any social media. And I think she was sent away.
Yeah. Well, she has a sister named Kick.
Yeah. I think I have friends that are friends with her.
She seems normal.
She's like around.
Yeah. I've like looked up all the Kennedys. Is that dark?
No. American royalty.
But the best story about Kyra Kennedy is that she was in, I think at like Mohican Sun.
That's where nothing good can happen.
And she was trying to get into like the club there, and she was underage, and the bouncer was like, I know you're not 21. And she was like, do you even know who I am? And he was like, no. And she's like, you're about to get called from the governor. He'll be talking to you. She goes, I'm a Kennedy. And the guy was like, well, who?
They're like, okay.
Okay. But she said, you will be getting a call from the governor of Connecticut.
They love the governor calling and being like, please let this underage person in. Like, as if party. They would do that. Yeah. Get the fuck out of here.
That's a wild... And then that family's wild. That specific branch of the Kennedys. Because mm-hmm. he's married to Cheryl Hines.
Yeah, that's a random pairing.
And he's an anti-vaxxer.
And is he RFK Jr.? Mm-hmm. Yeah, he just partnered up with Jessica Biel to do like a whole anti-vax like...
Which sucks because he was like actually doing some good with like environmental preservation because that was like his whole like,
yeah,
because he's like, well, I'm not going to work.
He's like, here's an idea. Here's a thought.
Talk about not getting measles vaccination for your child. Oh, my God. Lindsay's next move.
Anti-vax. Yeah.
Do you think she'll ever have kids?
TBD. My face just went like fully slack.
Laura's face was just like eyes wide.
I don't know. I could see her maybe with one kid.
Or like a stepmother.
Yeah. I think that she would be like obsessed with her kids.
Yeah.
Like I could see her being just like really like protective and like they're always with her and like.
Yeah. Maybe she'd be actually be a good mom.
Yeah. I think a chaotic mom. But like
the kids will always know their love.
Yeah.
Their love.
They'll never doubt that mommy loved them very much. But mommy loved them maybe too much.
Ooh, like kind of how Kim Richards is with her kids.
Mm-hmm.
Like she's obsessed with her kids.
Yeah.
Beverly Hills.
Mm-hmm. Like it would be always like touching them, holding them close, like very physical, sheltering them beyond helicopter parent.
She would make them wear like masks. Like Michael Jackson.
Masked Singer.
The Masked Singer. It's like mommy's old show that she was on.
People will say, who is that?
And they will say, they will not know. They will be getting...
Do you think she would have kids with, like...
If she's going to have kids, it would be with someone with, like...
She'd have kids with, like, someone that has a lot of money.
Yeah, and power and...
Yeah, because she's going to try and leverage that. That would be part of the impetus to have kids, is, like, I just fucked, like, a Saudi billionaire, and I got accidentally knocked up.
Yeah.
But, hey, I'm going to roll with it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm for everyone who thinks what it's not a problematic question. I'm not trying to say like she needs to have kids.
Oh no, I don't take it like
that. I just wonder because I just wondered if that's even in her wheelhouse.
I wonder if she believes in pro-choice or pro-life. Truly,
yeah, she's wavered between supporting Trump and also criticizing him for like shaming her in the past.
Is she? For sure, like, has she converted to Islam? Did she? I'm asking, but just wondering.
I know.
Because I'm like, does she, like, yeah. And sometimes she wears, like...
Hijabs?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm just curious, like, if she's fully converted, I don't know what their stance is on abortion, but I could take an educated guess. And I don't know if maybe she thinks that. I wonder how often she's, like, fucking...
I don't know if any religion thinks abortion's okay. Any organized religion. Other than...
I feel like...
Really?
Not like sanction, not like go out and get an abortion.
There are probably some like more open-minded Christian...
Yeah.
But like I think Catholics are...
Catholics are definitely don't.
No, no.
You've committed murder and like...
I don't think Judaism is okay with it. Maybe?
I'm trying to think
I'm Catholic, so that's all I'm basing this on. So if I'm ignorant, I'm sorry. Please don't
I don't
shame
know if
me.
Buddhism is okay with it or not, but I feel like I've never heard them say, like...
Well, they don't believe in any kind of destruction, right? But yeah, Lindsay seems like she'd be... If The Handmaid's Tale happened, would Lindsay be one of the wives?
Yeah, she would definitely get...
She'd be like Serena Waterford.
Absolutely. Yeah. She would get with a high member of the Federation.
Oh my God. What if
that's
Lindsay's
the Federation.
Next move? Is like.
She's going to like spearhead the Handmaid's Tale movement.
A woman's place is at home. She goes on like rallies around Europe. And I mean, everything's going right wing everywhere. Europe.
What are her political beliefs? Like, she really has robbed us of just getting to know like her day-to-day life.
I mean, Lindsay
living abroad.
Lindsay not being a part of any presidential campaign or election cycle with like Rock the Vote.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like, has she ever voted?
So she sends in like an absentee ballot from Dubai.
She voted for...
She just licks the envelope because she doesn't know, like, how to stamp. Like, she doesn't know how to actually, like, send mail. So she just, like, licks it and puts it on the ground and, like, hopes that someone will take it away.
She licks it and then she flushes it down the toilet.
It will get there.
It will get there by ocean.
If it is meant to get there, it will get there.
And if not, someone else will see and they will know that once I voted... She tries to shove it down the sink.
Yeah, she buries it. I wish, like, for one day, I could live in a world in her mind.
Being John Malkovich.
I would love to be in John Malkovich, Lindsay, in Sydney currently on The Masked Singer.
Oh my God.
So I could just really fuck shit up.
And you wouldn't have to fly there.
And I wouldn't have to fly there. But I wish that I could live in like a day of an alternate universe where like Lindsay didn't go down this road, but she went down the road of like ultimate fame, stardom, like movie stardom. Like if she was Emma Stone. Oof. And like
she
just
was getting
to know,
her La La Land.
Yeah.
Oscar.
Like just to know what that would have been like. Because there there is another dimension out there where that has happened.
Yeah. Can you imagine Lindsay being in La La Land? I could
see
it.
I could see it.
And she was still in her like prime, you know, like still had her wherewithal with her and was like had not had any struggles with like addiction or like had not gone down that path. Can you imagine her as like Emma Stone accepting her award, her Oscar for fucking La La Land?
She would have been stunning.
She would have probably sounded great.
She would have sounded great. She's like a natural singer.
Yeah.
She would have, the fashion element would have been insane.
Imagine Lindsay saying, my aunt used to live in Paris. She used to come home from being abroad and tell us a bunch of stories. I always wanted to go myself, but I never could. And she goes, and tumbled into the Seine. Lindsay. Here's to the ones who dream. And Lindsay goes, that's how Lindsay sounds. Here's to the crazy as they may seem. But it's like great.
Yeah. I would actually like La La Land.
Oh my God. Her fashion, if she still was on her, if she had stayed on that
true route, A-list stardom.
What she would have been wearing, she would have been killing it with her looks.
Yeah.
Can you imagine the Chanel she would be wearing?
So much Chanel.
She would be in the Chanel shows with like Kristen Stewart and Julianne Moore.
Chanel ambassador.
Like, you know, when they do like fake street and they're like acting.
Yeah. Lindsay and they're like sitting on the front row.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Lindsay would be in there.
Yeah. She'd be at all the shows.
Oh my God. She'd be the face of like Dior.
Yeah.
Move over J-Law. J-Law like might never have happened. No, she would have.
She probably would have.
Emma?
Emma might never have popped off the way she did. I'll bet they were going out for the same roles at some point.
Because they're the same age.
Yeah.
Shit.
Something to think about as you lay your head on your pillow at night.
Imagine being in like duty free at like London Heathrow and you see an ad for Lindsay Lohan and J'adore Dior. And it's her like...
J'adore Dior.
Yeah.
And it's like her instead of Natalie Portman or Charlize. Whoa.
The hair, the like, the level of glam that it would have gotten to would maybe have been really special.
Maybe she'd still be with like women.
Maybe. She could have come out like fully.
Fully bi.
Mm-hmm.
It's weird that she's backtracked on that.
Yeah, where she's like, we were just friends.
I'm like,
yeah, friends who ate each other's pussies.
It's true. If that's what friendship is.
I've had one friend then.
I've had one friend.
We were friends. Driving, maybe she's hitting on Cardi B. Driving one friend who's
a prime woman. Maybe that's what she calls.
Maybe a lesbian is now a prime woman to her.
We were prime women together. To Howard Stern, he's like, what? Samantha and I were prime women.
Prime women.
We were just friends. Prime women. Women in their prime.
I worry.
But Lindsay, it's like she's totally rejected her queer. Because she's definitely queer.
Yeah.
Right?
I guess so.
I mean, or just... But like, I feel like if to go through something...
Bi curious.
But she had...
She's definitely on a spectrum. She's not fully straight. We'll just put it that way.
It's not like she was just like toying with the idea of like dating. Like she was in a full fledged lesbian relationship for 3 years.
Yeah,
like they were living together. I think it was so punk when she did it because she was just kind of like, yeah.
There was no like fanfare about it. It was just like we're holding hands and like I'm all over this person
and like we're fighting at clubs.
People It's so funny. Like, I feel like Samantha Ronson really has that effect on women.
They go crazy for her?
They go crazy for her. Like, she's Cassandra now with Gray. Cassandra Gray. And
she's obsessed
with her. She gave an interview and she was like, when I met her, I knew that she was just like special.
Cassandra?
Yeah. And she was still married at the time. Like, her husband hadn't passed away yet. And like, she said something to him about it. And then they met again and she was like, basically, it was like electric. Like, I just was compelled by her.
Wow.
I've never seen
Samron
out in the open.
She's just so, I haven't either, but she's really cool.
Yeah. She's really cool.
Wow. I think Ryan said that he saw them eating at La Scala like years ago when they were in there.
Really?
I think he said that.
Cassandra and Samro?
No. Lindsay and
Samro?
Yeah. I think he said that.
I've seen Paris Hilton at La Scala and Kathy.
Oh!
Kathy's at La Scala all the time.
She's a lady who lunches.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, Cassandra, I've looked at her Instagram a little and she is like obsessed with Samantha.
Yeah.
In like a, not like a creepy way. Like
no, and like they're girlfriends.
They're just like fully
girlfriends. They're together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Samantha just has that.
She has that certain lesbian something that just.
She has big lesbian energy.
Huge lesbian energy.
And she just pulls them in.
She just pulls in like formerly straight, gorgeous women. And then they wife up together. And then that's that.
Wow.
That's pretty cool.
But Lindsay should. I remember she did like a fake eHarmony for Funny or Die or something.
Oh, yeah.
She looked so good. It was like still her prime. Her prime women days.
Prime women.
With her hair was like fully red.
Mm-hmm.
And she had just broken up with Samantha. And she did like a joke profile about like, I'm wanted in three counties. I can't go into this hotel, you know, blah, blah, after the hour of 10 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, I'm interested in men or women. And it was like, that was cool.
Yeah.
She just like said that. And then now it's like, no, we don't talk about those days.
Yeah.
I'm in the Federation.
The Federation
does not allow
homosexuality.
The Federation
does not allow it.
Does not have, there's no same-sex attraction in the Federation.
Yeah, like, what is her dating life like?
I think it's just rich, older people. I assume.
Kill to know.
Or really young people.
Yeah.
Remember on her fucking Oprah show where she was dating, like, an 18-year-old Russian model and mm-hmm. then they pierce her ears
yeah.
at 7 a.m.?
I need to like get a mole into the Lindsay's camp, like Leonardo and the Departed.
Oh my God.
But I need someone to go like full Departed.
You should hire Vera Farmiga to go in.
Yeah.
In her role in the Departed.
Mm-hmm.
Have her go in.
Well, she's just like the therapist.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm just kidding. I just think it'd be funny to be like.
Just get Vera on the case.
Send Vera in.
Vera, I have a job for you. She's like, is it another role?
Is it another
spooky movie? No, kind of.
No, you're actually going to infiltrate Lindsay Lohan's social circle in Dubai. And
what do you think, Vera? Will you do it?
All right.
She'd like a break from doing Conjuring sequels.
Godzilla.
Yeah.
Which was the worst
movie.
From
doing every single movie that ever comes out, she managed to be in. How did she do it?
She books.
She books. Every movie, Vera's in it.
You know, she books. That is like my motto. That's what I'm striving for booking.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm not an actor. I'm not trying to be an actor. But I want to book. You mm-hmm. know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I want to just book. And I want to, like, I want Vera Farmiga's booking power and just yeah. in life.
You've got to conjure up.
I have
some
to conjure. You know, I have a receding hairline I'm taking care of.
You have some conjuring to do.
I'm on Propecia. I'm on Lexapro. Like, I am just trying to get to that baseline. Like,
the writer's hustle.
The writer's hustle, baby. Like, we're all trying to get to, like.
We're just trying to get.
Like, we're all trying to get to, like, straight male assurance.
Yeah.
Like,
I'm just like, it's chill.
Undeserved confidence. It's chill. Like, we're all.
It'll be fine.
Me, you know, us, like, we're all, like, scrambling to get there, and we're using Propecia. You know, SSRIs, you know, like everything. We're getting there. Whatever it takes to get to that baseline. And we're like climbing the ladder.
Yeah.
We're trying to book.
We're just trying to book.
Does that make sense?
That makes so much sense. I relate.
Thank you.
I'm trying to sell a book.
I want like Jude Law hairline.
Yeah. I mean, I think that
Jude Law still books.
Yeah, Jude Law,
my hair, like Jude Law went from like talented Mr. Ripley hairline,
mm-hmm.
luscious, you know, Mediterranean soaked auburn hair to like the young Pope.
Yeah.
And he still books.
Mm-hmm.
And I want that.
He's killing it.
I want that track. I want that hairline trajectory.
The hairline. You want the power of Jude Law's hairline mixed with the power of Vera Farmiga's booking abilities.
The power of Vera Farmiga's agents.
The power of Vera Farmiga's agents.
Her agents are the best agents in town.
The power of Jude Law's hair plugs.
Yes.
And
the
tenacity.
The undeserved assurance of a straight man.
Yeah. That's a great combo.
That's my fucking Frankenstein. Isn't that what we're all going? Isn't that what we're all striving towards?
That sounds good to me.
just like everything's chill. It's gonna work out.
It's all good.
It's really good.
It's all good, man.
It's all good. I'm like, no, it's not good.
It's bad. It's really bad.
Women and queer people, that's like our.
It's a baseline. Like, how are you?
Anyone who's not like a white straight man is like, what the fuck? It's not okay.
It's not okay, really. Every day's a struggle, but I welcome it with open arms.
But I'm booking.
I'm booking. I'm trying to get out of bed. take care of a dog.
I'm trying to book Conjuring roles.
I'm trying to just like book another Conjuring sequel.
Annabelle 5.
Wait, can we talk very briefly about the Terminator?
Oh.
The Terminator trailer changed my life.
Oh, Mackenzie Davis?
Life immediately changed. There's me before seeing the Terminator trailer and me after. And now I'm living in an afterworld and my life has actually been a little bit better.
Same. Terminator Dark Fate is the new Terminator movie. It has fucking Arnold, Edward Furlong, and Linda Hamilton.
Thank God. Edward Furlong.
I cried when I saw that he was in it playing John Connor again. I actually cried because Terminator 2 is my favorite movie of all time.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
It is. When I moved here to LA, I was like, oh my God, T2. Like, I'm whenever I drive over the LA River in Glendale, I'm like, there it is.
T2, baby.
But Linda Hamilton is a fucking.
Everything you do in LA, if it reminds you of T2, you go, T2, baby.
T2, baby, we're doing it.
Yeah.
But like, I watch the opening of Terminator 2 frequently. I just think it's a perfect mix of action and incredible acting. My mom.
I love that.
Incredible acting and effects. Mm-hmm. Anyway, but. Mackenzie Davis is playing the new like hero of Terminator.
She looks so hot. Incredible.
Her arms are like
they're just muscles.
They're like serpents.
Yeah.
They're like just perfect.
Who's that villain guy?
That hot like
he's just like a liquid man.
He's a man of he's not white.
Yeah.
He's just beautiful.
He's stunning.
He's like the he's like the cop from Terminator 2.
Fucking Linda Hamilton is back.
She looks amazing.
God bless her. It's great to see her again.
She looks great.
I don't think I even recognized Edward Furlong in the trailer.
I don't think he's in the trailer.
Okay,
I think
cool.
It was just announced at Comic-Con, but when fucking Linda Hamilton shows up in that Escalade in the trailer, gets out.
And she gets out and she has like things strapped to her legs.
She's a grenade launcher.
Yeah, like goals.
Shoots her. And then Mackenzie Davis wielding a like a pipe
mm-hmm.
or something and on the back of the truck and just spearing through the window of the liquid guy.
I got full body chills 10 different times and then I left being like things are looking up.
The trailer was very queer.
Yeah.
Right?
It was great.
Did you feel like
yeah.
You were like I'm bi.
I put Mackenzie Davis on my bi list. My bi bi bi.
She,
bye.
I think this movie is going to be the movie that makes her.
She's a star.
A star.
Yeah.
Because she's been having like.
I feel like everything she's done has been, everyone's been like, yeah. But this is going to be the thing that people are like, woo!
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 We're going to go see it and go,
woo!
But Mackenzie Davis was in Blade Runner, which didn't do well.
Oh, yeah.
She was good in that.
I never saw that.
But she was in Tully.
Yeah.
She was good.
I saw that. I liked it.
But this is like...
This is next level, baby. T2, baby!
How do they find the hottest people to play the robots?
I don't
that
know.
That guy and her together are like...
Arnold
goal, even looks good in it.
You're trying to channel like the energy you're trying to channel. I'm trying to channel...
Mackenzie Davis.
Mackenzie Davis Terminator, Dark Fate. Like, that is what I'm trying to bring to every day of my life.
No, I want that too.
Yeah.
I try to channel Linda Hamilton doing pull-ups in the mental asylum in Terminator 2.
Love.
And going, how's the knee? If I did drag, it would be Linda. That moment. With like wet bangs and like a wife beater.
Yeah.
How's the knee?
Yeah.
That's a good energy to strive for.
Great energy.
Like no fucks given.
No fucks given. Tank top, cargo pants.
Boots.
Boots and a grenade launcher.
And a pixie cut.
Strapped on.
Mm-hmm.
Mackenzie Phillips' hair. Or not Phillips, Davis.
All the leaves are brown.
All the Mama Cass's Mama hair. Cass. How about it?
I loved it once upon.
I love like a quick Mama Cass with no lines. Just her being like, Mama! And then they hit
Cass!
Cass!
Was that Bijou Phillips' family?
Yeah. That's like the Phillips family. Oh, okay. Dark-sided.
No, but I'm proud of you for locating that specific thing as like an energy to strive for.
That is the exact energy that I want.
Not enough people are talking about.
Like, I'm like, hello. It's earthquake level importance for me.
Everyone listening to us right now, when Dark Fate comes out, you must see it and you must support it.
You've got to see it. And then you've got to go to the theater and go, woo!
And then maybe you'll see us in the theater going,
woo! And then
I
want to
watch T2 like right now.
I know, same. I was like, should I just like cancel all my plans tonight and then just watch T2?
Whenever I'm driving and like near downtown, I always imagine the scene when the bomb falls.
It's been so long. I don't even know if I've seen it all the way through.
Oh, really? Oh, you have to rewatch it.
I'm going to.
It's the scene. Linda Hamilton has like a dream and one moment where she's watching a playground of children by downtown LA and then a nuke hits and you see them all like burning to death.
Chic.
And she's on, remember she's on the fence.
It's really dark and scary.
Yeah.
Isn't that guy, the like really scary guy, the liquid man?
Robert
in
Patrick.
T2? Robert Patrick. And he's like the cop or something.
Yeah. Yeah. He like assumes the form of a cop.
Okay. Yeah. I remember.
And he uses the cop's like database to get to John Connor.
Oh, so scary.
And he can turn his hands into like knives mm-hmm. and mimic people. Want to know something cool? You know the band Filter?
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you want to take my picture.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's his brother, Robert Patrick.
Whoa.
And he was in Nine Inch Nails.
Holy shit. What a talented
family.
What a family. So what much family. Talent running through their veins. I love that picture. That picture. I am done
today. If you want to take
I feel like a newborn. And I feel like a newborn.
I remember being like.
It was, wake up my airplane. Wake up my airplane. My skin is there. I don't
my
know.
My skin is there.
Wake up my airplane.
What is he saying? Wake up.
I don't know. My airplane.
I remember
my
it was
skin
in the movie The Cable Guy.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, this is cool.
I feel like a newborn.
I feel like a newborn. Kicking and screaming.
Oh, that's what it says? Yeah. A new boy.
Newborn.
I thought it was a no more.
Wake
feel like I know
my
more.
Last plane. I always thought it was like, wake up my land spleen, wake up.
I thought it was wake up my airplane. My skin is bare.
My skin is bare. So 90s.
Oh, you know, we just assign our own meanings.
Yeah.
Thank you for being.
Thank you for having me on.
My guest today.
I'm so happy you're a Terminator head.
I'm such
I didn't know
a
this
tea
about
head.
You.
High tea energy.
We're going to see Dark Fate.
Yeah, we're fully.
We're
I'm like,
it.
Can we buy tickets now? Yeah. I'm ready. Is it? When does it come out?
Like
hopefully soon.
Next year.
No,
I'm kidding. Like tomorrow.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Woo!
Woo! Oh, and also we're gonna so
we've decided that we are going to continue our journey and recap another show.
Seminal.
Another seminal one season
which
show.
I've
together,
actually never seen.
Which
you're really
truly shocking
by.
When and you like, hear what the show is. Do you wanna tell the readers?
We are going to be recapping Bravo's short-lived series, Gallery Girls.
Woo!
But I've never seen it.
I know. And I've seen it at least two times.
And you were like upset with me that I hadn't seen it.
Yeah. I was like,
you were like, I don't know if I want to be friends with you.
I felt like I had known you for so long. And then I realized I know nothing about you.
I've heard it quoted. I've heard it referenced by like so many people I respect for so long. And I think I've seen like a clip of it, but I've never watched. I don't know anything about it.
Gallery Girls. I know they live in Williamsburg. Yeah.
Yeah. That's all I know.
Well, there's some in Williamsburg, and then there's some in Manhattan. There's a lot of rivalry between the two.
And it's like...
It's all like...
Is it like during the recession?
I think it was like around recession time. Love. I think also like around 2010, 2011.
Amazing.
Yeah. So that was a real banner year for shitty one-season shows that were actually the best ever. So yeah, we're going to do Gallery Girls. I'm really excited. I'm very excited too. Sup is going to be on a break next week. There won't be a new episode, so I'm sorry for that, but Mama's going on vacation.
Mama Cass.
Mama Cass is taking her ham sandwich on vacation.
Oh my God. Mama Cass is putting her ham sandwich in a crate.
Putting my ham sandwich in a crate, checking him through.
This is going to make me sound
that's
like...
That's the Austin Power. Yeah. That's the only thing I know.
It's the funniest...
It's so rude.
But it's also a fucking hilarious moment when he goes, Mama Cass, ham sandwich. He's writing
so fucking rude. If I ever die and someone says I died from choking on a ham sandwich, I'm going to come back from the dead like a banshee and fucking rip their skull off.
Me too.
Don't fat shame me.
Don't ham shame.
The grain.
Yeah.
So next week there won't be a new episode. And then
just a brief hiatus.
Just a brief hiatus. And actually the next week after that, there won't be a new episode either.
So we'll be back in August.
We'll be back in August. On August 22nd, there will be a brand new episode of
Spakin' New
Sexy Unique Podcast. We're going to be watching Gallery Girls and just like living, laughing, and loving. Until then, if you are on Patreon, I'm going to drop some stuff during that time for you guys to just like tide y'all over. So keep an eye out for that. If you want to get on Patreon, it's a pretty good deal. $5 a month gets you in on all bonus material, etc. Patreon.com/sexunique podcast. Follow Carrie.
eCarrieO on Instagram and Twitter.
And follow me at Lars Marie on Instagram and Twitter. And watch Gallery Girls. I think it's definitely available to buy on iTunes.
Don't spoil anything for me because I'm going to wait till like...
No spoilers, please.
We're going to watch it together.
We're going to watch it together.
I don't want to know anything. So just hold your intel because I want to have
horses.
It all fresh. And I want to be like there with you guys when I'm in the trenches with you.
Yeah. So basically you have an assignment over the next 2 weeks and your homework is to watch Gallery Girls.
Yes.
Can you do it?
I think they can.
Okay. I'm really excited about it.
I'm so excited.
I love potting with you.
Me too.
And I'm so excited for you to see this show.
Yeah. I can't wait to be part of society.
Yeah. You'll feel a new connection to just like the world.
I can't wait.
All right, guys.
Have a good vacation.
Thank you. Love and light.
Bye.
Bye. Have you ever experienced a dry, itchy scalp or ever wondered why your color isn't lasting as long as your hairdresser promised? Well, unfiltered, mineral-filled water could be the reason why. Did you know hard water is a leading cause of damaged hair and dry, irritated skin? And that about 85% of the United States uses hard water filled with dissolved minerals and added chlorine? That's where Canopy's new filtered shower head comes in. Canopy, known for their beauty hacks and reimagined humidifier, has revolutionized the filtered showerhead. Dermatologists recommended this unique 3-stage filtration system greatly reduces contaminants and odors in your shower water, leaving you with healthy hair and glowing skin. Best of all, the Canopy filtered showerhead is hassle-free. Installation is a breeze, and its unique quick-release filter replacement feature allows for seamless filter replacement, unlike any others on the market.
Go to getcanopy.co to save $25 on your Canopy filtered showerhead purchase today with Canopy's hassle-free filter subscription. Even better, our listeners can use the code SEXYUNIQUE at checkout to save an additional 10% off their Canopy purchase. Hurry, your hair and skin will thank you.